I'm Angela McDonald.
Bob Vickery.
Terry Barrows.
I'm Andrew French. I'm the assistant assessor.
All right, so this is how it works. We give you 10 minutes or so to let, oh, okay.
She's the property owner.
Okay, we give you 10 minutes or so to explain what you think the value is worth and why. The board may have some questions for you afterward. Thomas may have some questions for me. And then they'll deliberate and we'll send you a notice in the mail 14 days at the close of the hearing. Hearings are closing on July 8th. So it's 14 days after that, the notice will be if you wish to appeal further to the Board of Civil Authorities. How do you go about doing that? Three things can happen in an appeal. The board can raise the value, leave it, or drop it.
Okay. Does everybody have the letter?
We have it all. Can I ask any questions? Do you know that there's already been a reduction in your value?
I'm not aware. The last thing I had received in the mail, so actually this is the original one that I had from when it was Sterling Property. And on the original it shows it's a 28 by 28 house, but the one I had received in the mail was for
$772,000.
It's been right here. $649,600. Okay. I would still like to discuss. Yep. I think basically the perfect example is it's a new build subdivision. It's four homes, two of which are identical floor plans, the Allen plan. That would be 27 Maddie's Way, my property, and 48 Maddie's Way. They were both built in 2024. Same floor plan, the Allen model. The other lot is actually a larger lot. It's a 0.39 of an acre, mine's 0.26. It also sold for more in 2024. Because they just did more finishes like central air, etc. And then the neighbor's lot also did a permitted improvement above their garage to finish their like attic space. I haven't done any improvements to the property since purchase. So those are my primary concerns in getting that fixed. The neighbor's assessment does actually show their extra square footage of their half story being finished, and theirs is appraised at $654,000. And since my property is the smaller square footage floor print, it just doesn't make that much sense.
Now, what do you have your square footage at?
My square footage is 1,500. I just want to make sure I say it right. It's 1,568.
And you said it's 1792.
Yeah.
Are you measuring from the inside?
28 by 32.
It's 28 by 28. Yeah. And I did come to the vision meeting 3 weeks ago. And I sat down with a gentleman from Manchester, and he said he was going to recommend that they come out and measure. To my knowledge, that didn't occur. He said sometimes that they put things down and they don't actually, physically measure. He said that during my meeting. I'm just saying what he told me in the meeting.
They're that's what they're supposed to do.
I'm just saying what he told me in the meeting.
I'm not arguing with you.
Yeah.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Obviously, we didn't do it.
Was it Rick or Steve? Remember?
He's from Manchester.
So it's Rick.
He said he had
I'm just telling you, Rick did not work on the project at all. They just brought him up to have someone else of six. So I think that was someone else.
Yeah.
So I apologize for that if he misled you.
It is a 28 by 28 okay. Property. I don't know if it grows certain times a day, but I did measure it. So you're welcome to come out and remeasure.
I think 48 is 28 by 28 as well.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yeah, they're the same. They're both the Allen plan. The only difference is they finished above their garage and added some extra fixtures to their property that I did not do.
Is 28 by 28.
Yeah, and I did also send you guys my blueprints.
Yes,
that would be helpful. Okay. Sweet.
Thank you.
Very thorough.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very helpful.
Yes.
Do you know off the top of your head if the garage is 26 by 26?
It's 22 by 22.
22 by 22.
Andrew, can you go and put on your map and check it?
Okay.
We've got a great measuring tool on the map.
Yeah, the like original property card has the measurements too, like from Sterling, so
and they're helpful. They were correct.
Yeah, and it's also the same ones that are reflected on my neighbors still, but there's just reflects that they did the addition too.
So for some reason yours got changed.
Yeah.
Thinking.
Well, the old measurement, I think you said, is 20 by 28, and that's the measurement I did, so.
Yeah. Well, that would be
that cool. Works. That one.
We trust that one.
Yes, we trust that one.
So there's no basement finish?
No basement finish and no attic finished.
And no AC?
No central
AC.
No.
Are you aware as to how the tax rate works, how the process works as far as even though your assessment went up, the tax rate actually does go down?
I just want a more accurate
Absolutely, but just to give you an idea, if it stayed at the 650, your tax would go up about $180 per year, but just so you're aware of that in case. I know a lot of people have assumed that their taxes would
double.
Well, as you imagine, when I saw the 772, I was like, it's 2 years old.
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I think we changed the whole neighborhood. We adjusted the entire neighborhood.
Yeah. 22 by 22, 26 by 26.
Yeah. So we wrote 28.
Or 28.
28 by 28.
Yeah. Yeah, 28. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, 28.
So adjusted all the square footages.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah. I you guys could please
measure. No. Especially since it was the right one.
Yeah.
It's definitely helpful.
I mean, it's hard to hide a box.
Yeah.
The blueprints and everything. And
you're like, it's a box.
Trying to get it, yeah.
Sometimes they're more complicated to measure. Not those, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty standard. So.
The garage is 22 by 22.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Back.
You're on. Spot on.
No AC.
We're just going to send you out next time.
You said no AC,
for all
right?
So when I make those adjustments, we're at 607, 900. it's in more fair to what you're paying.
$607,900.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm going to print this off and give us a few.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So we'll give you a new car with the new value.
Thank you. Thank you for being so organized.
Yes.
This is my first time.
Yeah.
We brought the backup, so that always
helps. Yeah, I tried to have everything you could possibly.
You did a great job.
Yes, I didn't want to show up and not have something.
I can't let off the not links that printer. Can you print them off the card? And
yeah, I don't know if this one's linked either, but I'll just do it from my computer. I'm going to turn the recording off.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. It was nice to meet you.
Congratulations on doing such a great deal.
Don't leave.
I'm Cindy, by the way. I didn't know.
Hi, Cindy.
I'm Cindy Bester. Is it